Yes, it does. The more advanced and evolved the community is, the more they can really understand the teaching, the more they can benefit from it. Because they have journeyed in so many dimensions of reality. But they don't know exactly what they are. They don't know exactly what take them and bring them. So they have the experience and they have issues they dealt with, but they don't know the precise connection between the two. So the Dhamma Logos come and weave for them what they didn't exactly know. They had experiences, insight, and they didn't know how is that all connected. What is the picture here? So the Dhamma Logos help them integrate so much what they have already worked for. It enables them to own it, to integrate it, to deepen it. It's also, there are many questions in the spiritual journey that people who have journeyed a long time are very confused about, especially about, for example, the self. Some teachings say there is no self. They deny the self. Some teachings emphasize the self, but the self is only an abstract self or a cosmic self. And many get lost because there are dimensions about the self that have not been explored in spirituality. Especially, for example, the individuated self. Everybody denies the individuated self. And many of us who went journeyed for a long time in spirituality suffered so much from always trying to be in the cosmic self and deny the individuated self. And the more we deny the individuated self, the more our experience of the cosmic self became limited, because the individuated self starts resisting going to the absolute, going to the cosmic self. And people, after 25 years, 30 years, they experience high states of being, but they always feel as if they have not done any work. And they feel very bad about themselves. They feel as if they have failed the spiritual teachings. And nobody explained to us that there is an individuated self. And because it exists and because there are issues about it that we have not dealt with, we have a problem with the unindividuated self. So this teaching will challenge so much of the spiritual paradigms, so much of the spiritual systems that they have, and gives them answer that makes the picture complete. So they can integrate what they have done before, but also they can learn dimensions that are missing in most of the classical, traditional spiritual journeys. Because we did not get the whole teachings, or some of those teachings are missing this piece. They don't have it there, and they suffer because they don't have it there. So this is some of the ways the Dhamma Logos help with that. Also, many parts of the spiritual journey have been designed for Easterners. They apply to the Eastern psyche. They apply to the Eastern mentality. And they don't apply to the Western, because the Western structure, the Western mentality, is built differently. It needs different understanding, different undoing. So this work addresses also the Western mind. How does the Western mind precisely think and work, and how can we use this knowledge of the Western mind to undo our structures for our spiritual journey? The Eastern psyche is very different from the Western. They don't need this kind of teaching. But we do, in the West, we do. We are different. So this is another part that...
So that explains also the use of psychology.
Yes.
Is more applied to the Western.
To the Western, because the guidance in the last 100 years brought this knowledge to the West, because it is corresponding to their structure. So this is a great gift, the psychological work, whether Freud or the ego psychologist or all of those new age psychology. They are really gifted people. Each one saw one piece, Freud saw one piece, maybe exaggerated in one, but also saw something very beautiful about the human being. So we use this knowledge of the new age, that the study of the Western mind, in order to undo the Western mind. So that way it becomes very specific, this knowledge, and very high-tech that deals with the spirituality of the West.